All right, what's going on, guys? It's Tuesday. It's June 15th, 2021. And you're on the street with Ellie Reza. Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome. I am wearing socks, black socks, with sandals. My back has been hurting. I've been out of commission for like 2-3 days. I've been unable to do my chores. God, I am turning into, oh, God, it's terrible. It's terrible what's happened to me. In 1 week, I feel like I saw what the future holds. Let's face it, everybody's going to get old, even young people. Those are the stats. It's like 98% of young. It's gonna happen. 30s. This is what I was told. I guess I was a little lucky. I didn't have too many injuries. Couple of stitches here and there. No problem. 15 on the back. No big deal. Nothing to brag about at Guantanamo Bay. But now the back is shameful for men. As soon as it hurt. I'm like lying to people. There's people that can't wait to say they're hurt. They're trying to get out of work, trying to get out of talking to their wife or something. I don't know what that has to do with back pain, but I try to hide it because it's fucking embarrassing. As soon as you're a guy and you say, my back hurts, like, your friends aren't going to start taking you seriously. They're going to start buying shovels already. You know, as a man, you have to be a gentleman and lie. If you are in pain, if you were raised right and you're a man, you're in pain and you're telling people about it, it's not good. You can't do it. You got to hide it. You got to push it down. Forget about it. Go home and cry. Don't tell people at work, hey, I'm hurt, my back hurt. I can't do that. I'm so fucking embarrassed. I'm just bored. I'm honestly bored as well. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't know what they said. 2 days from now, 3 days, they're opening it up. I don't know what that means. Apparently I can eat inside now. I was outside picking up the food, which I don't even do. It's like, this doesn't even affect me. When are you going to open up the whorehouses? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, nobody wants to go to a whorehouse. It's not a good look. It's not a good. Why would you pay? Just take it. No, I'm kidding. Also kidding. Just don't just take it. That's very bad. It's not good. It's not good. But I'm bored. I'm like, I'm about to re-kickstart, if that's a word, a rumor that someone spread that I was on the no-fly list. That's why I drove over. Somebody spread it. And some people were appalled. Like, oh, that's terrible. Who would say such a thing? You're Iranian. You were not one of the hijackers. Those were Egyptians and Lebanese people. Some people would said that, and a lot of people believed it. And a lot of people felt bad. I feel bad for the people that felt bad. It was probably like a bunch of white chicks really upset. Like, how could they treat this new arrival like that? I've been here since 96, lady. How could they be so racist? Listen, lady, I spread the rumor. It was me. I was bored. I entertain myself by just saying dumb shit to people. See what sticks. They're like, oh, yeah, you drove here, eh? 5,000 kilometers. I'm like, yeah, I drove all the way here. I had to. I am unable to fly. I share a name with someone that did some bad things in Yemen and Nigeria and possibly Sudan. He has not been convicted for the crimes committed in the Sudan, South Sudan to be specific. But for some reason, they think I am this gentleman, even though we look nothing alike. This man is 6'5" and of Kuwaiti descent. But for some reason, they have me on the list. I promise you, I did nothing. You have no fear. You shall have no fear of me entering the town. I just happen to share a name with this guy. And next thing you know, I can't fly. I gotta drive everywhere. So that is the reason why I drove across the country to take residence in your town. A lot of them believed it. And I'm about to re-kickstart that because I can't think of anything else that would both be believable and strike the most fear possible. There has to be a good balance. There's certain things that they really won't believe. The chances of them believing it is very low, but the payoff is high. I'm not a gambler. I have not gambled maybe more than, I think like twice, maybe two times I gambled. Doesn't really interest me. So I'm going with the sure thing, you know? But sometimes the sure thing doesn't work. Look at the Brooklyn Nets. Look at those animals in Brooklyn. They got the fucking court side that's written like crayons. You know? See, sometimes you can't bet on the sure thing. They're playing right now, eh? They're playing right. The game started like 3 hours ago, so I probably just missed the first fucking quarter. I'll watch it. I'll watch the end of the fourth quarter, see what happens. I'm going with the Greek freak. I hope I'm not Eddie Mushing him. I'm going with the Greek freak. I mean, I feel like most of the country is rooting against Brooklyn, right? I feel like most people, they root against the super team. I don't know many. I mean, the people I know that go with the super team, they weren't fucking raised right. They honestly were not raised right. They're the type that would go to work and immediately, door opens. Hey, my back hurts. My shoulder, I got a little inflammation in my asshole. Like, I got the hemorrhoids. Like, come on, man. Bottle it up like a gentleman. Okay, put it in the can. Close it up. Close that mason jar up. Let it marinate in there until you're in your 30s, late 30s, and you snap, and you really hurt yourself. Let it marinate. Good. What the fuck else is going on? You know, what the fuck else is going on in television? You know, I downloaded, the Euros are going on. The Euros are going on, and I download TSN Direct. So that means I have, for the first time, it feels like I have cable because it's a live channel. They got commercials. Commercials going nonstop. Every fucking 3 minutes, there's a commercial. And you see, because Bell Media owns everybody. Bell Media has like 12% stake in Al-Shabaab. I'm 100% sure of that. Bell Media runs everything. So they're fucking they're shoving it down your throat, all the other products they're selling and the TV shows they're having. And my God, how the fuck can you guys please rush the White House again? That needs to happen one more time, and this time successfully. I mean, what the fuck are they doing? They got Michael Bolton, Zooey Deschanel. This is why. Remember when the war was just starting? They were just going over to Afghanistan, and they were trying to sell it. It was just before the Iraq War. They sold the Iraq War with some fake papers, a couple of fake lab tests. A couple of guys came out in lab coats. I don't know what they did. They sold that way. With the Afghan War, all they had to go, they had to go to. Oh, they just they're trying to attack our lifestyle. I believe them now. I believe them now. If Al-Shabaab, or who's coming up? Who's coming up in the terrorist Hall of Fame next year? You know, who's coming up in the draft? ISIS was hot for a while. They kind of fallen off. Who's coming up? What do we got? The 2021 draft in Kandahar? What's going on? Who are we drafting? But I think they were right. You see the shows they have on TV? They got Michael Bolton. The guy's like 138 years old. And then you got America's Sweetheart, allegedly. I don't know what she did. She had a show. Not funny. I don't get it. I don't know what's going on. But some people found it funny. And good for them. She seemed harmless. Comes out there looking all like a wholesome six. Nice. It's something. The thing is, that's what America needs, okay? Especially now. The confidence is low. You know, they had a rough couple of years. Grade 9 and 10 was rough for them. They're going into grade 11. The juices are flowing more. They're producing a little more nut than the first 2 years of high school. The nut production level has come up. But they're not confident enough to go after like a, you know, Zoe Kravitz type, you know? Not, can't, Can't go there. So, like, they look at, all right, there's Zooey Deschanel. She's got a French-sounding name, but she's not French, which is great. Exotic name, doesn't come with the exotic. Great. Passport. Awesome. Don't have to do the papers. And that's what they attain to. You know, can't scare them. Can't come in there with Zooey, the other Zooey Kravitz. Can't come in there. He's in grade 11. He hasn't seen shit yet. That's where America is right now. The 11th fucking grade. Let me tell you about some people that aren't in the 11th grade. What was that? 11th grade. They're not in the 11th grade. The good people of 1QKushin.com. Go to the number 1, KYOKUSHIN. They got shirts. You guys like karate. You respect the art of Kyokushin. Go to the man's page. Check out his shirts. He's got a hoodie. He's got a bag. Look at that. The man's a black belt. Heard he was in Portugal. Had to get all kinds of tests. Anal. No blood. Maybe even a written test. But he made it back. He made it back to fulfill your orders. Go to 1QKushin.com. It's the number 1. KYOKUSHIN. I wonder what they're up to. They don't fucking tell people when they're in pain. You know, they just sit awkwardly on a chair until they're fucking healed. Or they rub. There's something with them on 2x4s. They're always breaking it. They're always training with it. Smacking it on their own shins to condition it. You know? But they don't tell people. They rub the 2x4 on their fucking wound. Maybe they do that. But yeah, go to 1QKushin.com. The number 1, KYOKUSHIN. Buy the shirts, wear the shirts. That's not their motto. That one I gave to them for free. Came up with it myself. All right, TV, garbage. As I was saying, I don't know what. She got a French name. She got a friend. There was another. Remember on Friends? That guy's name was Matt LeBlanc. But he wasn't French either. He didn't speak a word of French. No cheese. Nothing. No baguette. I didn't see a baguette on him ever. Never saw him carrying a baguette. The other guy owned a monkey, not him. So what kind of a Frenchman was he? I don't know. Garbage television. Just absolute recycled. They got people all excited for the Friends reunion. I'm like, they're going to break your hearts. They're going to break your hearts. All right? They come out. They're like, forget the $49.99 you were going to pay. This isn't a new episode. They're coming together to see. They're going to sit on a couch. They're going to look at each other's new faces because they've been away for the whole pandemic. This one got a new face. She got the 2021 model Lariat LX Supreme. She got that one. Look what he did to his face. Look at that. He had the people Arona come in. He had Mike Holmes come in. He had that guy, the Vanilla Ice, that now constructs homes. He came in to consult on the job. We're all here to just see each other's faces and pretend we're going to cry. All right? Now, and then we might read an old episode that was written by some poor guy that they horsewhipped in the writer's room, absolutely just flogging him so he can come up with another idea, another episode before they had to take off and go home to their yachts and their equally ugly women. The Friends reunion was, I didn't see it. My sister wanted to watch it. She assumes I have a login for every fucking thing. I don't know when I became Johnny Logan for all these streaming platforms. I'm like, this is too expensive. I'm not getting this. What the just to watch this? This is terrible. Why would they waste people's time with this? There's like people can't afford a home. Every day I'm reading rising housing crisis, boxing people out. Man moves into storage locker to save for kidney. You know. And that you think, have you seen their faces? I mean, come on, am I making this up? Look at their faces. Look at their faces. What, I mean, a couple of them, you thought, do we need an EpiPen? Is this guy about to have an allergic reaction and collapse? Did this guy have a fucking peanut? Did a bee sting him? What is going on with his face? Does someone have one of those cartoon air hoses and is pumping him with the air? What is going on with his face? But they want like $40 a month, HBO, like Bell Media. They own that too. They own that too. You got the base package, $20. You got to get another $20 to get the live. They're mixing up. It's not even English. It's not even English. They're just trying to get your money. So you could see their new faces. You want to see their new faces? I'll tell you, there's a Persian Jew, West LA. That guy has the blueprints. He constructed it. He got together with a couple of architects. They're Armenian. They put the face together. They drew it on. You know the blue paper? They draw the, they got like the condo drawing in there. They got one of those for his face. For his fucking face, man. And what are we talking about here? We'll pay $40 to see what this guy did to his face. I mean, this is terrible. They wanted to do a reunion. They should have made a real episode. Get a fucking writer. Get a real one. Get a real writer that's going to tell a real story. Okay? Make a pandemic episode. I'm against those, but fuck it. Just make one. It's easy. Go with it. Take the low-hanging fruit. Pandemic episode. Joey's doing Uber Eats. You want to make it real? You want people to respect you? Make a real episode. Get a writer. Joey's doing Uber Eats. Chandler's marching with his trans father. They're breaking windows. Okay? Monica's dead. She just died. That's it. That's all it is. She died. She died in the kitchen where she belonged. I mean, everything about that show has been said. How the fuck can they live in this apartment? Does this woman sell coke? Is Rachel a whore? These are valid questions. I just want to know why it's $40 to watch. I mean, the show is like 30 years old. It's enough. They did it. At least the Sopranos people, they had the respect. Those people, like, just, they're genuinely friends. And their faces were original. No aftermarket parts. OEM. OEM face. Not even a paint job. Like a gentleman. Didn't bother anybody. See, Paulie looks old as fuck. Oh, poor guy. Paulie Walnuts looks old as shit. I feel bad for Paulie Walnuts. Good. Imagine fucking Chandler in the streets with his trans. Was his father trans and he became his mother? Was it a mother? Oh god. See, it was what it was for the time. It was for when you were a kid. It was for when you were a kid. That was the image. Like, wow, it's like a slumber party every day. It's a sleepover with all your friends, but you're adults. You can go to bed whenever you want. Once you turn like 11 or 12, that show, it's enough. It's enough. You got to fucking grow up. You know, I got over it. I got over it after 12. I also used to watch wrestling. But then I turned 12 again. Some things, it's for when you're a kid, you look at it like, all right. They're hanging out, no bedtime, kissy-kissy with the woman. These two women are kissing, all right, that's cool. And they're in the big city, New York. Everybody's got that image of New York, especially when you're an immigrant. Like, oh, New York, New York, New York, number one. It's special to you. Then you turn 12, you get a job. You're washing the dishes. You get on a bus to come back. And the bus driver, for some reason, he's fucking with you. Every night, he doesn't stop at your stop. He stops at the next stop. He fucking bumps you one spot. So you got to walk an extra, like, 500 yards. He's fucking with you. That after that, you're like, fuck friends. Fuck Joey. God, can you imagine if I went to Catholic school? I would have been worse than this. Jesus, what's bus driver fuck with me? It's not like I got molested. I just got fucked with his buck. And it was for like 6 weeks. I think he got another post or something. He probably got another route. He stopped fucking with me. If Fucking animals. I still think about that guy. That's how... See, this is why I need to fucking spread the rumors around town. Because I can't... If I don't have some sort of entertainment, if I don't know some people out there have a fear of me, it's entertaining to me to think that somewhere out there they think I got the same name as some guy that did an attack. And once in a while, I throw in little innuendos that I don't really say I supported the attack he was involved in or masterminded, but I wasn't against it either. So I'll throw things in like that, like, I'm not really keen on the methods, but I do understand where he's coming from. Things, and then sometimes I just say, you know, sometimes measures are taken. Say shit like that. I like the fear. Okay, I like the fear. Good. Oh, I get high off the fear. This is how I went 33 years, almost 33 years without doing cocaine. Okay, I lived off the fear of people. That's how I got by. I just doubled down. If they thought I had that school shooter vibe, and let's face it, changed my haircut. Like I said before, changed the haircut, and I look like one of them. We're the Van Attack guy. Different haircut, and I'm right there. Dye my hair a little bit, you know? Maybe stop shaving the nose hairs. I could have been that guy. Could have looked like that guy. I just doubled down. I just go with it. Who gives a shit? But yeah, I've been watching the NBA. Got back to the NBA. It's good. Yeah, it's good. It's great. They overcorrected. I don't like the media. I can't believe they got worse. It was really bad during Kobe times. It was worse during the Jordan times. And now they've completely overcorrected with LeBron. Anything he says, they got the banner up like he's the president. The king's speech. Oh, they're taking it too far. They're going to the monarchy. Not good. Let me tell you something. As someone from Iran, you don't want to go the monarchy route because you'll get something even worse. Don't do it. But that's what they're going with. They got the banner, you know. Overcorrected. Jordan's dad died. They immediately, without evidence, they blamed it on the guy's gambling. Terrible. They didn't even let the man mourn. I mean, they're fucking criminals, if you think about it. And then Kobe, that girl accused him. They were on his fucking throat. And when things ended, they didn't really close it up. They didn't really mention that the girl had like 8 different semens on her. And she was fucking half the NBA. They didn't really say that. They kind of just, oh, okay. Sorry for writing you while you were on trial before you were found guilty. No apology, but now they're fucking overcorrecting. That's from what I see. The actual games have been, from what I've seen, they've been all right. I mean, sometimes it's like the fucking fourth quarter. It's not competition. They're down by like 18 points. It gets a little out of hand. Maybe it's because of the threes, but what the fuck do I know? I'm turning into those old men. Look at, I'm straight up wearing black socks and a plastic fucking Adidas sandals. I look like an old Chechenian. Old man. Terrible. Back hurts. I'm like walking weird. People are like, hey, what happened to your back? What do you mean happened? I'm fine. I'm on the no-fly list. Back the fuck off. I just do it because I feel like the fear. What am I going to do? Am I going to fight? Am I a fighter? No. Push comes to it, I'll try. I'll throw a couple of swings. But am I going to go actively looking for a fight? No. No. Not good. I got a losing record in fights. Not good. Very bad. So this is what I need. If someone is scared, they go in the racial route. They're scared that way. I double down on that. Got the school shooter route. I double down on that. Anything they think. But they don't get it. They don't get it that the biggest threat to them is financial. I would like to take their money. That's what I would do. I would do like a, oh God, what would I do? I need a good one. I got to exploit. Maybe something with housing. Oh, I could do something housing. Not mortgage. That's too basic. Everybody's doing mortgage in Toronto. Fake mortgages are hot in Toronto. I can't do that. Too basic. I didn't get a Mercedes. I got a fucking Toyota. I don't do all the stereotypical Middle Eastern shit. I got to do something outside the box. What's something Middle Eastern people don't do? What if I give, like, fake flight lessons? What if I put up signs and, like, take money and bookings and just never fucking show up? Just pretend I'm a helicopter pilot and I'm giving lessons at the, I don't know, the local rec center. I just put something down. Put a fake number. Set a website like, oh, book your first session today. You book your first session by this date, we'll give you 3 free sessions. Enrollment fee of $79.99. I'm not looking for anything big. I don't have expensive taste. I'm wearing a fucking $7 black t-shirt. I got the, you know, I fucking got the, it's not good. I don't even know what to spend money. What would I buy? Food? I don't know. I'm not very creative that way. You know, I don't want to watch. That's it. I'm just trying to scam people out of like $79.99. I'm not trying to take much. I'm not pulling no Madoff shit, Belfort shit. I'm not trying to get a yacht. You know, if I pull a scam on you, it's to get a lawn trimmer. I'm doing some old man shit. That's what I'm up to. I'm doing old man shit. If I need extra cash on the side and decide to get into the life of financial crimes, white collar crime, I don't know why they call it that. It would be something along the lines, and it would be something like $80 at a time, and maybe I get 120 people. Do the math. That's what I'm running away with. Pure profit. I'm not taking your house. Don't worry about that. I'm not gonna scam your kid out of the college fund. Also gotta break it to you. Kid's too stupid. Not going to college, so don't worry about that. I'm not taking that. Maybe like I might take your, I don't know. I might just take something you like from your house, just to say, you know, I can get in there. Something again, nothing more than $80. Like I'm not trying to buy expensive shit. I'm not going to Miami. I'm going into the woods. Okay, I'll be like, oh, okay, I need a butane gas, a little butane grill, portable for camping, right? And I look it up, and it's like $149.99. That'll be my target. I'll jot that down. I'll be like, all right, we'll call it $180. Let's call the tax, and maybe there's shipping, or maybe it's a sale. It'll go back up. $180. All right, I'm going to scam this guy for $180. What am I going to do? That's what it, but here's, they think I'm going to blow something is up. It's not going to happen. I'm like the French in terms of thievery. I don't think they stole the things the British did. I think they, but did they take a bunch of art? I feel like they took miscellaneous shit. Then the British took art too. That museum's Never mind. They both fucking stole. What am I even saying? I was trying to defend one of them. But those fucking, they had a good week. The French are having a good week. Today, they just beat Germany. They beat the Germans. Good for them. Once in a while it happens. And it's been happening more lately. They beat the Germans 1-0. Who scored? It was an own goal. Fucking own goal, Mats Hummels. Not good. Not good, Mats Hummels. And Emmanuel Macron got fucking slapped. Oh, God. The guy fucking connected. That guy connected. You ever seen those Russian slap videos? The competition, the one that's on purpose on YouTube. You ever seen that? He connected like that. It was a wapa. It was like Charlie Murphy. Right on his face. Oh, God. For half a second, Macron looked like Chandler. Pre-new face. He got smacked. Macron. Like, I heard his name as he got slapped. Macron. Terrible. And the guy got like 4 months. Awesome. If you told me right fucking now, oh, if I could slap, forget head of state, I would do 8 months for head of state. If you told me right now, I would get 4 months if I slapped Joey right in the face. Matt LeBlanc. If I slapped Matt LeBlanc in the face and I only got fucking 4 months, I would oil up my hands. Good night.